Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
And the one and only Black Reporter.
And Black Reporter. We'll have that fixed by next week. That's a promise. Okay. It's on air. It's recorded. We'll have that fixed by next week. I'm just trying to figure out what it is I want to say.
Okay. But I'm just being sure.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I'll have one for us next week.
Hey, people.
Hey, folks. Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy squirt, Mr. Fresh Heart, and her co-host.
Black Reporter. The one only.
October 11th, 2011. We all at the new year.
10-11-11.
We almost at the new year, Black Reporter.
Yeah.
We almost there. Yeah, you're starting to feel it now. You're starting to feel the pressure. End of the world is coming soon.
Excuse me?
That's what they say.
No.
The end of the world is coming soon.
No, please.
Anyway, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. Tonight we are just freestyling it. You know how we all do.
Actually, Crush, mm-hmm. to interrupt you. We are returning to our roots. When you think about it.
Right.
Where do you think the name Phone Fantasy Radio comes from?
Right.
I mean.
It's our roots, right. I used to be freaky back in the day.
And then we grew up a little bit, but someone said.
Now we're about to get ignorant again. We're going to get ignorant again. That's right. Not ignorant. We're going to get ignorant. All right, folks. So tonight's topic is real sex talk. Ask a sexy question and get a sexy answer. That's what we're doing tonight on Phone Fantasy Radio Live. Call in 805-830-8320. And as always, we bring you the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. However, tonight's music theme will be sexy. So I'm playing all sexy tunes. All sexy tunes, you know. We wait for our panel to come in and bless us all. And we're just doing big things are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We got people coming in during the show. Shout out to the 614. I see you, John. Hold on. We'll get to you real soon. So, Black Reporter, are we going to start off with a question or are we going to start off with a song set?
Well, why don't we start with a song to get us in the right mood?
Okay, let's see. What can I find on my list? No, not that. I'm gonna see what I can find on my list to start us off to get us in an all right mood. Right, Black Reporter?
That's right.
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for all right mood.
Mm.
All right. There's no reason why anyone should not start off a sexy night talk with some Kels. Like, that don't even just sound right. Like,
Wait. With some what?
With some R. Kelly, some Kels, a.k.a. Kels. Right.
Well.
So, since we trying to get it popping tonight, and we trying to get in the mood, we're going to start off with something just straight off the top, R. Kelly. Sex in the kitchen.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
the kitchen, cooking me a meal. Something makes me wanna come in there and get a feel. Walk around in your t-shirt with nothing else on. Strutting past, pitching that ass while I'm on the phone. Turning up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy, why you doing a damn thing that I want? Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want to put you on the counter, by the butter toast. Hands on the table, on your tippy toe. Girl, we'll be making love like the rest of us was closed. How would you like to stay?
Would you like that?
Tell me right now.
Okay, I'm gonna call you back.
Girl, you're in the kitchen, chilling in your robe. I'm saying to myself, she better go put on some clothes. Tickling and teasing, doing that little dance. Girl, you gon' make me lay you down and give it to you one more game. Turning up tomatoes, fruits and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy, why you doing a damn thing that I want? Sex in the kitchen, over by the stove. I want you on the counter, by the butter. Hands on the table, on your tippy toe. We'll be making love like the leather lip was closed.
The room was closed, yeah.
Over by the stove. I'm gonna put you on the counter by the butter toast. Hands on the table,
hands on the table.
On your tippy toe. We'll be making love like the leather.
That's what I'm ready to do.
Sweating up a storm. The oven's on 500, so you know the kitchen's warm. Girl, you know just how to get into a brother's mind. Here we are still in this kitchen, doing it for the third time. Tomatoes, roots and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so sexy, doing a damn thing that I want.
Kitchen in the kitchen.
Oh.
Put you on the counter by the butter.
Right by the butter roll.
Brings back memories to me. And the reason why I say that.
Getting into our first question tonight, Black Reporter. Let
me just mention why that brings back memories to me. That's why I lost my virginity.
In the kitchen.
I was stealing some. Mama was sleeping in her bed. Grandma was on the front porch, what we used to call drumming, you know, sitting on the porch and sleeping, and we went in the back all the way back to the kitchen and trying to steal some. And then come to find out, she didn't tell me that her period was coming down.
Ew, are you sure it was her period or was it her first time too? You never know.
No, it wasn't her first time.
Okay. It could have been her first time too, you know.
No, it wasn't her first time, and she told me not to worry because she knew it was coming down. She just didn't know when it was coming down.
Oh, that's
mean. And she said, no, I didn't make her pregnant. Although, there was a rumor going around afterwards that, and she had gotten pregnant, but she had gotten pregnant supposedly by another guy. But
well, she was a little whore.
wait, let me finish. the child who is now, I would say, 33, was named Francesca. Supposedly looked like me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I saw her about a couple of years ago, and she says, no, Francis, that child is not yours. You don't need to worry about trying to help out with some support. Although I would appreciate it, it's not your child.
Wow.
Cool.
She's sure. You ain't the baby daddy. Okay. This is old for Maury's time.
Hey.
This is for Maury's time. So, let me go ahead and bring in our awesome panel, as always. Mm-hmm. By the way of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Miss Sicky herself.
What? Hey,
ooh.
I'm not
as
sick as I was Thursday. Hey.
Okay.
I'm not as sick as I was Thursday.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. My daughter had took very good care of me. Notice I said my daughter.
Aww.
She took a little bit more good care of me than other people did. I ain't gonna say no names.
Ooh.
Nah, he did.
That sounds like a shock.
Something. They both did. I'm just gonna put it like that. They both did.
Okay. And Wayne out of Trenton, New Jersey, Mr. Badman himself. In the building.
Yeah, what's good,
What's up, Bless? How you doing?
You know, I'm maintaining, man. Another day. I'm living. I'm breathing. Good.
Okay.
I don't want to be
Black Report already started off our sex talk by revealing his first time. And that's going to be our first question. I mean, what better question to start it off? You know, where was your first time and how was that experience for you? But before we have our two panelists answer, we also have Columbus, Ohio in the house. Always showing love. What's up, John?
Nothing much.
How you doing?
What's up, brother Josh?
Hey, how you doing? I'm hanging in there.
What's up? So tonight, John, the first question of the night. When was your first time, and how was that experience for you?
It was at a motel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The question was, was she experienced?
Oh, it was good.
No. That wasn't my question.
Was the girl experienced or not?
Was she more experienced than you?
I think she was, yeah. I'd have to say, yeah.
Why do I have this sicky feeling that that's going to be the constant men's response? Yeah, the woman was more experienced than me.
Because y'all don't know any better. Y'all been messing with some hot girls.
No, she was a full-figured girl, but she was more experienced than me. I'm going to come out. I'll tell the truth on that one. Yeah, she was.
That's what's up. Thank you for being honest with us, John. Going down the line, Bless Child.
What
about you?
Yeah.
How was your first time?
Truthfully?
What was your first time?
Good, man, but at the same time, with my babysitter, man. I was young. I ain't know what the fuck I was doing.
No,
it was my babysitter. She was older. She was mad older than me.
Oh, wow.
Did she? Bless.
Did she
know what she was doing?
She's a grown woman. Yes.
Yes, right. At the time, yeah. I mean, you know, everything would be able to accomplish who he was, or he wouldn't still be working, right? So I guess. All right. Y'all some freaky older people thingies. Okay. What about? I know it's not polite to ask, but we're going to ask anyway. What about you, Renee? You feel like sharing with us?
Of course. No holds barred. I don't sugarcoat nothing. Yeah, he knew what he was doing. I was young, though. I was young when my first time.
Ooh. Okay. So he was more experienced than you.
A little bit. I mean, we both was 13, so, you know.
Was you his first? Or you don't know?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he was your first.
Yeah, he was my first.
Well, duh, that's what we asked about. Okay, so my first, we were both in the same age range, if you will. I was 13, he was 16. It happened in the den in Savannah, Georgia. And I got a whooping because I got caught.
Oh, right.
I got a whooping because I got caught. I had to go to the bathroom and put my panties down, and my panties had stains, so I got caught out. Somebody told on me. They found it. They was like, and then they ran and told. That's it.
See, my mama didn't know. You know what? My mama didn't know I was having sex until 3 years later.
Well, so what? So what? I got caught on the first try. So what?
Well, with me, I mentioned that they were spreading rumors that child that my girlfriend had may have been mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming home from school one day, and my grandmother, who lived next door to me, who was the real, how should I say, disciplinarian in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Francis, come here. No. Let me take that back. She said, Francis Carroll, come here. when she did that to me, when she called me by my two first names, I knew something was up.
Mm-hmm.
I was in trouble some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go out there to the Lordville and get a girl pregnant? No, Tommy, I didn't. Did you tell me? And I said, she said it's not hers. She said that I'm not the one. She said it's not mine. And
mm-hmm.
I keep hearing differently because, you see, that's where she was from. It was a little small town outside of my hometown. And news like that didn't stay stationary for more than 2 days.
Mm.
And I heard about it like 2-3 days later after the event happened. I'm saying, damn.
Wow.
So.
Mm-mm-mm. So.
Anyway.
So, moving right along, what about that first person who taught you how to do what you do? Do you remember that first instance where this person came and he or she laid it out for you? She gave you the one, twos, and threes. It was the best night for both of y'all. Y'all minds was blown. Oh! When did do you remember what age that happened when you just realized, like, oh, this is how it's supposed to go? Started with John.
Yeah.
You remember when that happened, John?
Oh, shit, man. I'm trying to think back from yesterday. Shit, let alone that far back.
All right. Anybody blessed? Renee, y'all remember that first time where that person just like, wow, just blew your mind, and you just
made
like,
me.
Yeah, this time I'm supposed to do it.
Hey.
She made me.
Oh, go ahead, my bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, you talk first. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, she made me a pro, man. I thought I was just shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. She made me a pro, taught me this, taught me that, taught me this. That's how you do it. You know?
Right.
I was a baby at the time. I was like 13.
All right now.
She's like, I guess she was like 24, 25 at the time.
Well,
That's the man.
It's a sad part about it. Pop used to knock her off.
Ew.
Okay.
kept it in the family.
But that's just nasty.
Oh, no.
Just playing.
No, we're not going there.
Right, we're not even going to go down that aisle. We're just going to leave it right there. Like, okay, wow. We ain't even going to go down that aisle. That's a whole other show. That's a whole other show.
Exactly. Why do we keep doing that? It's always a whole other show.
Ain't it? We're going to get to them shows, though. What about you, Renee? Well, you remember that first time where he laid it down and you laid it down, too? And you was like, okay,
Yeah. Yep. I when it came to that, I was a late bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
So the first person, but when I got 24, OMG. That's when I seen what I was missing. And, you know. Because when I was younger, I thought, you know, I used to always hear girls talk about it in high school. I was like, I ain't doing that. Do what? Ugh, y'all are nasty. But then when I did it and was taught the right way how to do it, dang, you nosy. Hey, how you want to know how to give head.
Yeah.
What?
Y'all crazy over there.
Man, he's always all up with my conversations and shit.
Is that Wayne
in the peanut gallery?
Yeah, Chuck Gallo, he can always call in. The number's the same.
LaCrosse said you can always call in. Yeah, won't you tell us about your first time? Yeah. Don't get quiet now.
Ain't got nothing to say when it hits on the chest lock. Okay.
Right. So, I was going in and sit right next to him.
We got a spot tight reserved.
All right.
This is going to be topic for all night. Real quick.
Can I just say mine? Damn. Can I answer the
question? Go ahead. Say yours.
Gee whiz golly. Nah. Okay. I think I was 18. And it was about almost graduation. And, you know, between that time after, like right before prom and graduation, you have all this free time, you know, finish all your testing, and, you know, you can roam around. And I remember his name was Wayne, a.k.a. Captain. Everybody called him Captain in the hood. And,
you talk about that damn thing. Oh, my God.
And we had fun that night. I think that's what made it so relaxing and so memorable, that we had fun that night. I left school early. I went to his house. His mother wasn't home. And we're all out. The only problem I hated about that night is I got caught in the eye. Other than that, he taught me, you know, don't use your teeth. You know, you gotta be comfortable with your body, you know, get fully naked, don't leave nothing on. He taught me all the ins and outs, and, you know, from then on, I was able to do what I do. So, that was my experience.
You became the super fluffy freak.
You know what? I gotta say, I didn't become the freak, the super fluffy freak, until later on. But he was a beginning of that journey. You know what I mean? Like, he had me thinking, you know, okay, this is the right way to do it. You know, before him, it was just, bits and pieces. But this was one night where I was able to, you know, concentrate and learn, and, you know, at least get the idea and the basis of everything, you know. I learned how to work the, you know, the muscles and stuff like that. Oh, that's just supposed to do. Okay, I got that. Right. So that's what's up with me. All right, Black Pearl, what you going to say?
With me, it was tremendously different because I have been through health problems and everything. I mean, I was able to bring two children into this world and we made love pretty easily then. But then as I had my brain surgery, and there was a period of time that my wife was, my ex-wife was seeing that we may not be together for a long time. She said, you know, one time we made love, she said, Francis, I don't want you to fuck me. What I want you to do, I want to teach you how to eat a woman's pussy properly. And she taught me how to properly eat pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to always say that I'm very, very grateful for her doing that. Because even when she and I are playing, I mean, even when I'm playing with ladies over the phone, and the two of you have an idea of what I'm talking about because I've done it on the show before,
mm-hmm.
that when I do what I can do, it can send shivers down a woman's spine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when, and at the same time, it's been a few years,
mm-hmm.
but you don't forget stuff like that very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And if you exactly know how and where to please,
mm-hmm.
everything's second nature.
Okay. All right. Moving right along, we're gonna run into this next song, and then we're gonna come back and chat it up some more. Right now, we got Blessed Child from Trenton, New Jersey. We got Renee from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We got John from Columbus, Ohio. We got Black Reporter representing Louisiana. And you got me, the Crush Hearts, representing Brooklyn, New York. And here is an old classic song that was requested that I played. This one's talking about the first time, perfect time to play it.
Till I get to the end of my song saying, oh yeah, now I remember.
McCoy, are you still with me?
Of course.
So what you think, Black McCoy?
You know I gotta be there all the way through my record. That's the standard in the South, if no matter what.
No matter what, really?
No matter what.
All right. Betty Wright.
As a matter of fact, there's another Betty Wright song that I mentioned that, were you able to find it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. We'll take care of it for next time.
Right, next time. All right, folks, you're tuning into Phone Fantasy Radio Live. Tonight, we have a real sex talk. We're talking about any and everything that has to deal with sex. We just talked about our first time and when we realized that we can do what to do. And now I'm going to ask a question. My question right now is, where? We talk about where we had our first time, but where's the you would say to yourself, where's the freakiest place you've had it done? I see we got the 786 in the building. 786, what's up, 786?
What's up?
Oh.
What was the question?
I was expecting the lady. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good.
What was the question? It's the Buddha.
Where you from, Buddha?
I'm from Florida, Miami, Florida.
Yeah. How you been, Buddha? We were just talking about that week.
I'm doing pretty good. What was the question?
So we were just talking about you last week, but the question,
y'all talking about me last week and I wasn't even here? What y'all talking
about?
Yeah,
we were talking about you last week. You came across our conversation. I said I was gonna hit you up and I was gonna have you say, what was the Black Reporter, the woo woo song?
Yeah.
Woo woo and something else we were supposed to say next.
Yeah, Jeffrey Osborne. Exactly. Oh, and Crush, we also have the 319 in here.
Hey, 319 in here.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Oh,
you got a cute voice.
Is it 319 or 913? I figured I screwed that up.
Go ahead. So state your name, 913. Where you from?
There's Crush.
Huh?
You should know who it is.
I do know who it is, but I want the world to know who it is, too.
Oh, okay.
This is Gwen in Kansas, but from Baton Rouge.
Yay.
Who?
All right,
what's
so.
Her name?
My name is Gwen.
Gwen.
Huh?
Okay. He wanted to know who you were.
Oh, Gwen, I'm from Baton Rouge, but right now I'm in Kansas.
Where are you from, Gwen?
She's from Baton Rouge, but right now she's in
Kansas.
Telephone voice on right now, so it's kind of hard.
Oh, okay. And I don't know why. You're putting the low sexy on, right? Okay, I got you.
Because we're talking about real sports. I'm real sports.
Crush. Stop it.
Where's the freakiest place you've done? The freakiest thing or freakiest place?
Did you say the zoo?
I did.
Or where at the zoo?
Right, it was late at night, right when you come in at, on that bench.
Alright. What about you, Black Reporter?
I ain't got nothing to say.
You
can't hear her. Nobody can hear her.
Oh, I know you got some freaky.
Speak up a little bit, Gwen.
I said, I know you got some freaky in your worries.
Oh, you're talking to me? Well, actually, I told a lot when you were here.
Yeah, he sure did. That's why I was.
Okay.
Now that she's here, you can speak up, Black Reporter.
And of course, I will also tell you about that later. I've already told you about that, but we won't go there.
Yeah, let's not go there. Anyway, Buddha, let's move on. Buddha,
yeah.
This is the freakiest place you've done it.
The freakiest place?
Yes. Keep repeating that question.
I got to think back all the way back and recent. I mean, it's been a lot of places, but I don't know about freaky. I mean, I've done it in the middle of a dance floor, in a club, top of the
airport.
You know, it was the club with empty. I had keys to the club. Middle of the dance floor, with lights going on, with trade going on. The club was empty in the middle of the week.
Okay. All right, you're gonna have to share one of them stories with us. You know that, right?
Oh man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, any opportunity you get, why not? I mean, especially if you're in a relationship. And plus, I also was married for like 13 years, so you do what you do to spice things up, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I'm a fan of PDA, and I don't give a damn who looking at the children, you feel me? So,
okay.
I'm always aware of the kiddies, but adults, if they do, they can listen and turn away.
Okay. Blessed Child, I know you're still here with us, right?
Yeah.
All right, Bless. Where's the kinkiest place you've done it?
Damn, there's so many, but I'm gonna have to say, in your high school, under the stairway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go back to high school now.
Under the staircase.
Middle school, up in the portable building.
Y'all so freaky. Y'all young. Y'all hot ass.
Second one, I'm going to have to say, in Atlanta, back in the day, we had Freaknik on top of the car.
Oh, yeah. My brother is a car.
Freaknik on top of the car. All right.
Yeah, on the hood of the car.
Black Reporter, you're not going to answer the question for real?
Wait. I'm going to answer what?
You're not going to answer the question for real?
Okay, I didn't understand that question.
Are you going to answer the question?
I did not. Okay, what is the question?
Where's the freakiest place you have sex?
Oh, the freakiest place.
Besides the bedroom.
Besides what?
Besides the bedroom.
In a radio station.
Ew.
That's not like mine.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
Well, actually, let me ask you this: were you on the air at the time?
Were you?
Okay.
Was I on the air? Were you on the air? Was you on the air at the time?
I was.
Yeah.
It was, mind you, it was late.
Late night radio.
And you know, son, you have a radio voice, so I can believe it. I was on a
maintaining your composure at the same time.
Yeah, that would be fun. Well, that okay. You see, I was lucky because I worked at a jazz station where you had long cuts.
Yeah.
And this was back in the 80s and early 90s, and we still had albums. and you had long cuts, you know, like 8-9 minutes apiece. So, you had time.
Yeah, I got you.
So, what kind of station do you work at?
Where have I worked?
What kind of station did you work at?
Oh, no. I DJed a little bit at the club.
Oh, okay. Because the reason why I said, you said maintain your composure, is because, you know,
yeah.
if you're having to deal with 3- and 4-minute songs, that don't
right.
necessarily work properly.
All right. We're going to ask John. John, where's the freakiest place you had sex at? Do you remember?
Yeah, a cornfield.
Oh, Lord.
Cornfield.
Wow. I don't know why that's funny, but that's just funny.
I've never been near cornfield, so I couldn't tell you. I mean, actually, I walked through one before, but I was on vacation.
Right.
So, yeah, and I mean, I can see how that's possible, but I've seen too many scary movies like Children of the Corn.
Right.
And I don't know, I couldn't find myself really having
right.
sex and something happened to me in the middle of a big cornfield, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
in
a horror movie or something.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I get caught in the middle of a horror flick, you know.
Well, my problem is I have a phobia of wide open spaces. So if I look up and
phobia
I don't
what?
Street of open spaces, like wide open spaces.
Wide open spaces.
Like if I want to be somewhere and I don't see a tree, I freak out.
Damn.
So in other words, don't take you to Kansas.
Right.
I'd rather wide open spaces than spaces people can think to hide.
No, I don't know why. Like,
well,
I have to see a tree somewhere. I got to see something
yeah.
tall next to me. I mean, I know the cornfields are tall, but if I look up and I don't see it, I feel some type of way.
I'd rather be an open field, like a wide open field. Flat land.
Oh no. Crush won't go for that.
Right.
I don't want no space or something to walk up on you. If cornfield, you got too many high things, anything to sneak up on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I want to see it come.
Yeah. All right, folks, you're tuning to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. Right now, we're having real sex talk, and I just said that real wrong. Ask a sexy question and get a sexy answer. That's tonight's theme, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Call us up. Share with us. Ask questions. You know, have fun with us. Right now, we're going to open the board to one of y'all. Right now, I got a board full of men. Is Gwen still with us?
I'm still here.
Good, finally, because we got a board.
what happened to
Renee? Disappeared. Yeah, you know she disappeared.
Ooh.
So my question is, the board is open to anybody that has a question they may want to ask. Ooh, okay.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
What's the most acrobatic position you've ever been in?
Oh.
Or even find yourself getting into accidentally.
I fell off the bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, that's a good question, because we were going to air on the bed, but, you know, he was so
fly.
I kept sliding off, but he wouldn't stop.
Yeah, exactly.
And crooked on my neck somehow, on my shoulders.
Yeah.
My neck took the way. He just lifted me up. All right, I got this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm up, man.
Wow, you were like reading my mind.
Uh-huh.
Mine was similar, where you know how you go in and the person keep running
mm-hmm.
and sliding until she was off the bed on her neck and shoulders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the hips
okay.
were straight up in the air?
Mm-hmm.
So I was on my knees and I just reached over for a dresser. So now, mind you, I'm over the floor with my hands on the dresser, she's on the bed, just dropping it in.
Right.
Now you gotta imagine, I'm a big dude.
Right.
A big dude.
Right.
So, like, yeah, you gotta go for it, you know. I wasn't stopping. So, yeah, needless to say, it was a huge moment.
That must have hurt.
No,
you
but
know
I'm
what?
Pretty, I got
at
pretty,
that
I got pretty
time,
good control, but yeah.
Right at that time, when you're in a position, I feel like when you're in a position, when you're in a position like that, the only thing, it's like the pain just adds to it.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, like you don't mind.
Down.
You don't mind.
Down, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I heard a female tell me, go ahead, just break her hip. She ain't care.
Right.
So, yeah. That old thing, it dislocated, don't matter. I'll deal with it later.
I'll
deal
with
it later.
Keep going.
I was like, whoa, hey.
Oh, boy. What about you, Blessed Child? I know you done put some women in some weird positions, Bless, are you still with us? Okay. John, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, John? You put anybody in any weird positions?
69.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
my favorite number.
Magical
number.
Another one I had, I don't know, I guess it's called the frog position now.
Yeah.
The
frog.
I guess the froggy position, but I'm doggy style, and then he just end up climbing on my back, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Climb on my back.
Yeah.
I'm like, you dude, really? Is your feet off the ground right now?
Yeah.
Like, you're really holding up a dear life right now.
Yeah, no, he must be a little dude, like a little, like, short dude.
He wasn't short. He was about my height, but he was weight-wise, he was, like, slim.
Okay,
and I don't know. It just happened that way. I mean, you know, it was good, but I'm just saying,
Whatever, I got you.
You gotta know how to do it right. You know, I like
to
grab a
butt. You can do that scissor thing with a dude. He can be on one knee. That one
foot up. Right.
That's it right there. Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah, I know what you do. Everybody can pull that off.
You gotta
be
flexible, though.
Right.
You
grab that one leg and you
gotta
grab a butt cheek and a titty,
and I put my finger in his. You're almost holding on to his jaw. Yeah,
right, that's my little kink. I like putting my fingers in the mouth. I don't know why, but
great.
When you suck on my finger, it's kind of awesome. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a beer fetish.
A lot of women like that.
Really? You thought I was going to stop. Right. I'm seeing this Soul Fantasy Radio. It looked like I lost my co-host, so Goody is on my co-host right now. No, I'm just playing.
You gotta make it fun.
How's
as far as that with the festival, you can take both of her legs behind her head.
Where you come from? How you gonna jump
both
out of
her leg behind her head?
That's too much work.
Yeah.
That's too much work for me. I'll be mad. Like if
you'll
put my leg down.
Okay, you get all of that.
I got bad knees. Put my leg down. Yeah, you gotta get it at the edge of the bed though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
You got some chicks that will bring their legs all the way back and under their armpit.
Yeah.
another one when she's standing up.
Yeah,
she's standing
not
up.
But my favorite position, I have to say, is the scissors. like I said, that that particular position, you can do everything. He could grab a titty, he could grab a butt cheek, you know, you could put your finger in his mouth, see your face, that particular position.
Bless, you agree back that?
Huh?
I'm
wondering if that was Bless agreeing back then.
No, that was John.
But I gotta tell you, in 69, you can grab a titty and a butt cheek too.
Exactly.
Just saying.
I'm not 68 and I owe you one.
Oh, no. We don't play that shit around here.
This is an equal opportunity.
Yeah. 68, I owe you one.
All right, folks.
Dude,
we're going to get a whole lot of cancel checks.
All right, folks. This is top of the hour. It's 10:01 on the East Coast, 9:01 in Central. You're listening to Fall Fantasy Radio live with the Crush Hearts and Black Reporter. And we have Blessed Child, Buddha, John, Gwen. And we just talking about real sex. Ask a real sexy question and get a real sexy answer. You can give us a call at 805-830-8320 if you want to join into the conversation. Shout out to Perk Daddy. I thought he would be here right now. Shout out to Perk Daddy and Rick.
And actually, I've got two guests that who I thought it would be here right now also. But speaking of which, I got to talk about one of our so-called guests who normally would be here by now, but she's got a couple of things she needs to do, so she said she was going to call the one and only Lady C. And Lady C called me on Saturday and had a question for me, which kind of threw me off, real big time. She said, "What is it with you men wanting to shoot a woman in the face?"
Oh, right, and we got a whole bunch of men here. That would be a good way to answer it, right?
Well, wait a minute. At first. I thought she was talking about domestic violence because there have been a lot of women being shot in the face by their lovers. She said, no, Francis. I'm talking about the other. About women getting shot in the face.
I picked up on that one the first time.
Well, they go right ahead, my brother.
I'm in the background like, oh.
Can I answer?
Yeah, I'm dancing around like Spike in a cartoon. I'm just going to say my opinion on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And on a serious note, a lot of men watch porn. A lot of men learn sex from porn.
Fantasy
are porn driven. So the whole busting on the face and busting on the back and all this, all that is living your porn fantasy. Like up in the middle of the porn, I'm the star. I'm the star. You know?
A lot of women
ask for it. A lot of women ask for it.
Matter of fact, I know one who does, and her husband buys it for her every time.
Yes. Along with the swallowing, along with maybe the bust, anyway.
And they think it's dripping off the face, and they think that's dripping off the face.
They want to show a people that play with. Don't let me go off this feature, because, man.
I was not on faces before I started watching porn, you know?
And then Lacey just said, "Oh, that's nasty." And Crush can back me up on this. Mind you, a lot of us know how much of a freak she can be, but for her to say something nasty, huh? Well, let's just say she's revealed herself out on this program. So, and I'm just leaving it like that. But for her to
so
say something nasty.
Me personally, from a woman's point of view, I'm the complete opposite. I like it.
I just asked that.
Now he don't know my voice. No, I'm just saying.
Who said that?
The crush said that.
Okay.
I like it. I prefer that before I tell you to come in my mouth. I prefer, like, on my lips, on my face.
Wow. Hold on a second. I need a moment. All right, go ahead.
I don't know. It's just something about just looking up at his face and just seeing, I don't know, maybe it's his expression or, just something. It's just like a dominant feeling and a submission feeling to me.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you lick afterwards?
Ew, no.
Okay.
Okay. No, that just be the person of him coming in my mouth. No, I don't.
Okay.
Keep that, if it's on my face, I can go wash my face off, clean up. I don't.
I wanted to
dip in my mouth. I played with it on cam. I actually got a video of him playing with it.
Okay.
Right, I got a video.
I like the nut in the mouth and let her show it. Swallow it. Show it first.
Oh, yeah.
If I get done in the mouth, I don't swallow, I spit it back on you.
But it is, as long as you let them bust in the mouth, okay?
Right, they like that. Then you spit it back on there and then that tingling feeling.
You know what? Can I say something?
Go ahead.
It ain't so much as a matter of we like it, finishing the job.
Huh.
If you want me to explain, I can.
No, I get it.
Okay.
I get it. That's one thing
I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but it's actually finishing the job.
That's one topic I'm slow on. I get it.
You know? A lot of women are like, you know, I can't do it in my mouth. I'm finishing the job.
Yeah.
Wow. That's completing the job.
Right.
Because
no.
If you don't, you basically, you're ruining his orgasm.
Gwen, you're the only other woman in here. What is your opinion on this?
She's the only one else.
Mine or hers?
It could be on the chin, on the lips. If it's in the mouth, let's get it back out.
Say it again.
On the chin, on the lips. If it goes in my mouth, let's get it back out.
Okay. He's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that.
Ew.
Every man.
You look like a quarter. All right.
What?
Time for me to head into another song.
That's your way out of everything, is going to a song.
We need to take a break and regroup right now. That was a real touchy topic for some of us. For some of us. Maybe not you, Gwen, but for some of us.
Anyway.
We're going to take it to a phone set and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about sex. Strong folks talking.
She's going to play candy liquor.
I am not going to play the candy liquor.
Where are you again, bro?
I was asked to play the.
I was about to say, that's a Southern song.
I used to live in Texas.
Okay, yeah, exactly. That's a Southern song.
I know a lot about it. I listen to a lot of blues, too, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to play that song, but the fact of the matter is, if I play that song, the show will be over. That song is too
different. Hey, why it be over?
Because that song is 10 minutes long. That song is so long.
Oh, yeah,
no,
it's long.
Not.
It
yeah,
is?
It's pretty long. It's a long. It's a long song, but it's not 10. I mean, it won't close the show. I mean, it's only 10 and a half.
By the time you play that song and
no,
I come back behind, the ladies will come and say, you got 10 seconds.
Radio. No, no, it's cool. No. Okay.
They had a shorter version out there.
Radio. You are not PD, okay?
Huh?
I'm telling him he's not program director, okay?
Okay, move on, okay.
I'll just tell you that, you know.
Okay.
All right, folks. But here goes some Teddy. Okay, yeah, that was not Teddy.
That was not Teddy.
That was not Teddy. My bad. Okay, so I don't have Teddy. I have Trey Songz.
Play that one.
Huh?
Play that one.
That would have worked.
Play that word? That would have
worked. Yeah,
that
would work.
All right.
Wasn't true, and you passed them by. Though you're in the hurry, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try? Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know if I'm insane. All I know. I'm sure you will see. The things I am saying are true, and the way I explain them to you, listen to me, la 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 la.
La 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 la.
I muted you. What you said before that?
Wait, what was that?
I just muted you. I didn't hear what you were saying. You said something that you heard.
I said that was Teddy.
Right. We closed the door.
Right on.
Before that, I believe that was Adele with La La Means I Love You.
Exactly.
Because I had that down. I thought it was Turn Off the Lights by Teddy Pendergrass, but it turned out to be something else.
LaCrush Hart, yes. I have a special guest with us.
Hi, special guest with us.
The one, the only, DJ Mimi Cat, Queens of Hip Hop Gossip.
Hey,
Mimi?
What's going on, y'all? I can't be on the call too long. Not much.
Okay. Well, we just talking about sex. And
we were talking about what?
We were just talking about sex and everything else.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Right.
Please, don't quit your day job. Don't do that.
That's what we was doing. Just, you know, going back to our roots. But how you been?
Go ahead, Crush.
I was asking you how you been, though.
I've been off and on sick. Well, other than that, I'm all right.
Other than that, you what?
Other than that, I'm poising.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this lady is the one who actually has done a whole lot of DJing in the Buffalo area. Mm-hmm. And if you ever need her DJing needs, look her up on Facebook. That's DJ Mimi Cat, and you can find her on Facebook. So that shouldn't be a problem. Anyway. I'm trying to think some of the questions that we went through tonight.
We went through a little bit of everything. You know, we asked about your first time. We asked about the person that taught you what you needed to know. What else were we talking about, Black Disorder?
I can't discuss that. That's some grounds that might incriminate my ass. That's how we are.
Oh, right. We play innocent now.
Right.
Hell yeah, I'm innocent.
Good place you had sex.
This fool might be listening and shit. I don't know.
Where's the kinkiest place you had sex? We talked about that.
The freakiest place. The freakiest place you ever had sex at?
Mm-hmm.
Behind a beer brewery.
Excuse me?
Something that you don't know, Falk. Shut up.
What else we did? We did the all-time favorite position.
My all-time favorite position?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I refuse. I'll take a sip. My husband might be listening.
Okay.
Well, then, wouldn't he already know this information?
Yeah.
And the last question we had asked was, what was the most acrobatic position you've been in?
Man, I'm a fat chick. How the hell?
Well,
I was thinner.
Mimi, you're talking to a fat chick. What do you expect? I mean, what do you expect?
Okay, from one fat chick to another, the most acrobatic thing I've ever been on, I was upside down. On a swing, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that. I get on that swing.
It was fucking fun.
That ceiling is coming down. That ceiling is coming down.
Oh my God.
That house was made of metal.
No, it was made of leather.
Oh, okay.
And so with his cat of nine tails. But when you going there right now?
We're not going there.
No.
We just keeping it real simple and freaky as always on Fall Fantasy Radio with DJ Mimi Cat right now on the phone. Thanks for calling in, taking a little time at the shit.
Yeah, so sorry, I have to make this phone call short. I'm on my way out to a biker party. Now that go. I'm about to get my drink on.
You can find her page. You can find her page on Facebook, DJ Mimi Cat Productions. That's MIMICATT. So for those who's looking for you. Okay.
And I'm willing to travel no matter where you at.
Cool.
Yep. And our parties are straight.
Straight as they come, but anyway. It really depends how straight do you want it. You can make it crooked too, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. There you go.
All right,
dog. I take it easy. Y'all keep it light and everything. Don't do anything I wouldn't do more.
All right.
No problem, baby.
Bye. Black reporter.
Yeah.
Have you run out of sexy things for this? What's up, Jason? 318. How are ya? FJ Boss is in the chat room right now. Just tuning into our sexy talk. Okay, so the last question I forgot to ask her was, what was the fascination with men coming on a woman's face? Right? That was our last question, right? She hangs
hold
up and then I remember it, right?
Guess what? Hold on a second.
That was our last question. If you want to answer, you can go ahead, 805-830-8320. What is the...
Crush, we got the 225 finally in here also.
Yay! Hi, Ms. Parker.
Hi. How you doing?
We good.
And Mimi just hung up no more than 2 seconds ago.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And we're asking the men, I don't know if we got 2 men in the chat room, but we have some men in the chat room, and I'm posing this question out to y'all, asked by Lady C. What is the fascination or the obsession with busting on a woman's face?
Yep, I did put it out. I didn't know how you were coming.
So, yeah, we got that out there. Y'all definitely let us know. You know, that's what inspired us. Is that your TV?
No, it's not. It's old intercom. Go ahead.
And so that's basically what inspired us to go back to our roots, real sex talk, ask a real question, real sexy question, get a real sexy answer. And that's the question for right now. What is the fascination with busting on the roof? Bless Child, what do you think?
I figure like this. My kids gotta play too. They gotta fly down the nose, the ear, the eyeballs, whatever.
Not gonna leave nobody out, huh? That's what it is.
Yeah, they wanna play.
Everybody gotta get a chance. Okay. All right. And we have Buddha up here. Buddha was speaking on it, and Buddha suggested that. You know, it's basically the star syndrome. A lot of guys watch porn and want to practice what they see in the porn, and you know, that's what it comes from. So that was his answer for it.
Gwen, what was your answer?
I won't play with Miss Park.
Parker on a lot of watch your mouth.
Bless that's your own personal thing.
I can make sacrifices.
Hush, Bless. My woman's trying to talk.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, go ahead,
Gordon.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I said, on the 10th, on the left, if it shoots in my mouth, I spit it back out on them.
Right. And what about you, ladies? What's your thoughts, y'all? Question. You giggling over there.
My thoughts?
Yes.
I don't get it. I mean, I tried it because it was like, it's something that's what you like when who I'm with. I try to make them happy. But it just, I don't know.
Yeah, that.
I don't get it. I mean, I don't squirt all over his face.
He probably would love it.
So you need to be company. All
right. I want to get you.
Well, if you get me, I should be able to get you.
What's good for the goose?
Good for the game.
I know.
What
I'm
talking about.
I know that's right. All right. If y'all... I don't know. I'm still waiting for answers from the chat room. They're not telling me nothing in the chat room, but okay. My thing is, I like my own body, but I like it. I don't know. It becomes more of a dom and submissive thing to me when it happens, you know. So, I don't know. Well, lately, I've been liking a lot of kinky stuff, so I don't know. It becomes more of a dom and, you know, like, like, you know, Buddha had mentioned, it's like completion, you know, so it's as long as it comes, you know.
Get in your hair.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little protein. Ain't nothing wrong with a little protein. Just massage it in.
Hey, back and forth, my bad. Back and forth, like, man, nah, my woman's speaking now.
Huh? We didn't understand that one.
I'll comment with Black Reporter. So he said, nah, I'm a woman speaking now.
Ooh. Y'all gonna stop. Y'all claiming people on my show. Y'all gonna stop. You hear that, Black Reporter? Starting. Black Reporter guy.
Right.
You put the phone down again. All right, folks. The next thing is, can all women squirt? That's my question. Can all women squirt? Do you think it's possible for all women to squirt? Because I haven't done it yet. Is that on me? Is it my fault or is it his fault?
In this pocket, can you squirt?
Well, yes, I can, but you have to, I don't know. It depends on what you're doing, who you're doing it with. To me, it's a mind thing. I don't know if I can.
That's
do it all.
That's all you gotta say. I'm about to hit 95 in a few.
Somebody said, "Hell nah, they all can't squirt." FJ Boss in the chat room, shout out to him. Hell nah, they all can't squirt. All right, because I was like, I don't get it. I'm a dripper. I'll drip. I'll be sitting in the puddle, but.
You run it out and let it run.
Right, and I'm still, my mental is still trying to even grasp the concept of squirting. Like, is it the fact that they actually squirting or are you actually peeing or, you know, so my mind is still trying to wrap around the whole thing.
Exactly what it is.
I think it's about. You gotta realize, man, you can fit anything in a pussy. It can come out. You can fit a bottle of water in there and make it squirt. That's all that shit is.
I almost broke my whole hand trying to make one girl squirt.
You go to a chick, people can report on shit quick. They see chicks
right.
On YouTube and all that squirt, and they putting water in that, holding it in and squirting that shit out, man. That's all that shit is.
I've seen people with 8 balls and then spit it out. So, you know, you could put a bottle of water up in there. A little squirt bottle. I don't know. They say you have to build it up. You got to hold on to it. But who got time for all that? Not me. I'm trying to get
it's
it. I got to get it. I got to get it
thing.
As quickly as I can nowadays.
Enjoy.
Nobody...
You want to enjoy.
Right. I got time. You said I've been trying to hold anything. For anything. My thing is, if I don't come before he comes, or come right while he's coming, then it's my fault I didn't come because I'm sitting up here waiting for something that might not ever happen. That's my thought on it. You know, sometimes you got to play in the time allowed. And, you know, you know, we have...
My thing is, you know, there's two type of cum. You got that creamy cum. You got that, you know, that cum that you can tell you're coming, but it's like, it's solid.
Stop.
Which one do y'all do?
What?
So you got two types of cum. You feel me? You got six that cum. You can tell they coming because it's wet. Then you got that thick cream, like a nigga, like a dude nut type of cum. Come to a female.
Right. You're right. So is there a different taste in the two kinds?
Huh?
Does it taste different?
You don't know.
I don't know. I had no idea. But
you don't know.
I love to feel it, though.
May I ask you a question?
You have no idea.
Have you never tasted it?
Mm-mm. No, I never ate a chick out of my life. I'm not saying I never would. Oh. But as now, I never did.
But you want to shoot something in my face and you don't want to taste my sweet nectar?
I don't know, Miss Carr, when it comes to you, you might be the first. I'm on my way.
Anyway, they talking in the chat room, say like a bottle of water. What the fuck? Listen, boss. Listen, boss. Nowadays, anything is possible. My girl says it tastes like Jolly Ranchers.
Ow.
That's a what the fuck moment. What the fuck? I tasted a Jolly Rancher. And I've tasted myself. And I must say, they don't taste the same to me.
No, it don't taste like Jolly Ranchers.
No.
Once it tastes good, I don't know about that. But when you fair pussy to candy, hell no.
Now, what you can do is take yourself a horse.
Ew.
And have that in your mouth.
No, that burns. That
burns.
They got shit for females that make it smell like a Jolly Rancher, but because it smell like a Jolly Rancher, don't mean it's going to taste like a Jolly Rancher.
It may not taste like a Jolly Rancher, but see, there's another thing you can do if a woman or even a man, if like the week before, if they drink fruit juices and eat more fruit, their cum will be sweeter.
Right,
if
that
it takes on
right.
that sweet taste.
Right, that's
you know, if you know that you got big things coming up. Clean your body and, you know, make sure you drink juices and eat plenty of fruits, and your cum will be sweet.
A lot of citrus, too, like pineapples and oranges and stuff like that. That helps us, too.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Park, when I come, make sure you eat a lot of fruit. Matter of fact,
I'm
going to send you a fruit basket.
When you tell me you come in, I'm going to make sure I eat a lot of fruit so you can taste my fruit basket.
Somebody said, what the fuck, a hole? So not only does she swallow my load, but it clears up her chest congestion. You know?
You can put a breast strip on your tongue, let it dissolve, and give them a blowjob, and then put some ice in there, and that cool right after that breast mint, make it cold, curl.
I'm going to try that. Have a try that.
My girl is cool right now.
I'm expecting that Listerine breath mint and some ice. I got you on that one. I just gotta find a candidate now. We got the 414 back in the building. 414 DAA. How you is? Milwaukee. Hello. Man, I'm gonna put y'all back on hold because y'all not talking up. I want to try that. I just need a candidate. I want to try that right there. Some Listerine breast strip and some ice chips. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like it'll work. Jeez. I know ice and nipples. I don't know. Maybe the nut sack and some. Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Hell yeah.
That'll work. Does that work less?
It works everywhere. Give a cool, cool, refreshing.
I don't want it anywhere. I want Miss Parker.
Oh.
You want Miss Parker.
Okay. Go ahead, hit the right spot. You better bring out little Debbie. Well, that's right. Yes. Hit that right spot to bring out little Debbie. Listening with the fuck.
Yeah, I love little Debbie. I love little Debbie. They sit on every hood store.
FJ Boy says, Listerine, what the fuck? Am I banging someone who works at Walgreens or what the fuck?
Listerine breast strips are sold everywhere.
Right. He's like Listerine, holes, ice chips.
It's a Listerine breast strip. You can put, he can put them on his tongue and go down with a little ice and make her happy too.
I
want to
get pudding cup to stick his penis in my pudding cup. There we go.
Have her climb the walls.
Have them climbing the walls.
It works both ways.
Exactly. Use your penis as my spoon. Come here. I know that. You know this. You listen to Full Fantasy Radio Live, and we just act. Yeah. He's being freaky.
With that naughty laugh.
Giving us tips and stuff like that on giving the proper blowjob. Black reporter, give us some tips, Black reporter. Leave us off with some tips.
Well, y'all already went through the halls and the Jolly Rancher and everything. Matter of fact, you want to know who was the one who gave that to me, who mentioned it to me? It was the one, the only, Little Debbie.
We were just talking about Little Debbie. Okay, so we got Hall. We got Listerine.
I want to be behind Little Debbie.
He was behind Little Debbie. So cute. All right, we got the 414 back in the building. Hey, 414.
Hello.
Oh, who's this?
It's Swag.
Swag?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, bro? Swag?
I'm all right, and you?
We good. So right now you've come into the part of the conversation where we're talking about blowjobs and eating pussy and giving off tips. You have some tips about blowjobs?
No, I ain't got nothing about the blowjob.
You ain't got okay, do you have it?
Maybe about eating pussy or something, not the blowjob.
Okay, so I didn't mean to like that.
I like blowjobs.
Okay, I didn't like that.
All right,
so what about eating pussy? What tips you got for us about eating pussy?
Well, tips? Don't eat it if it's steak. That ship never won, you know what I mean?
Right, that's a perfect.
When does this turn into a comedy show?
I know, right? Okay.
I'm gonna leave that alone right there.
Right, but it's true.
Hydrate 101.
All right.
And
FJ
said he's a little
Debbie
King. Right. I don't know really too many tips.
Don't smell right, don't taste right.
Exactly.
Have you ever had that?
I'm not with no hands.
No hands. That is cracking though. Bob of apple. Bob of apple. Put
your hands behind your back,
lady.
Lay on your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And I don't like a lot of spit either. That's so mad.
I love the spit on my dick.
Okay, I don't like you. Just drive me on. Let's all wait. Watch out, man.
All right. So, do you like the tea bag?
No, I don't do all that.
Okay. You got some.
I guess I just don't do all the extraness because my sex game is so stupid. You know what I mean? I just like getting it right in. You know what I mean? All that extra shit is
stupid. Hey, doctor, sex game, because they come to teabag and stuff and all that. That's part of the sex game.
Right.
Okay. And I just like
I like sex. Everybody, you know, everybody got their own way of stroking. All right. What about you? We got Gwen, Lady C still with us?
Yes.
Okay, what about teabagging? Do y'all teabag? Have y'all been teabagging?
I love it.
Yeah, we know you guys. Huh?
Never tried it.
You never tried it? Girl, you need to try.
Okay, explain that to me.
Okay, exactly.
Explain it to me.
Yo.
Make sure I know what teabagging is. I want to make sure, because
right.
You know we may call it something else.
All right, no, that's just when he dips his bowl sack in your mouth.
It feels so good because, you know.
Hey, you got to be on the edge of the bed and stuff, though, man. You got to make sure you be at a dip to that.
Right, you got to be, you got to be at the bottom and he at the top. Sometimes, you know, he at the edge of the bed or sometimes he just stands up on the bed or, you know, something like that.
Right,
he'll straddle over you. I don't know. I like doing it because I just like giving head, so that's part of what I do.
But you gotta realize when you get teabag, like a dude, your nuts are most sensitive, so you got that nothing. You know, that shit feel like a motherfucking. That shit feel so motherfucking good.
I don't know, but then again, I like to get smacked with a penis too, but that's a whole other story.
Damn.
You was not just talking about that.
Where'd
my co-host go? He left me again.
I'm here.
What you eating on? You got quiet on me.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. God damn, you ain't sharing Black Reporter.
That's fucked up. Right.
You eating chicken, you don't have enough olive oil.
No,
right.
I don't.
Okay, what you was
Miss Parker, you gonna cook some chicken for me, Miss Parker?
Oh, I'll cook some chicken. How you want your chicken cooked? You want it baked, fried, barbecue,
I'm gonna fry.
Oh, I'll fry you some chicken. What piece of chicken you want?
I want the breast. Now you see, that's where I have. I have a problem.
Hey, which one got more meat, the breast or the thigh?
Breast.
I have a problem with that.
Why?
Because in real life, I love breast. I can't stand breast on chicken.
Why?
They're too dry.
No, it's the way it's cooked. My chicken is not dry when I cook it. It's still juicy.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you think you cook your chicken so sexual? Good grief. Am I the only one noticing it? Am I the only one?
I'm not eating
the table like that. Everybody knows the chicken. They're talking about the chicken.
You're going to be grease popping everywhere.
Y'all crazy. Crazy. So, Swag, I need to ask this, Swag. Swag, are you there with somebody?
Yeah, I'm here with somebody. We're here with a couple people.
We're in
the studio right now.
Oh, okay. What's up in the studio? I know this number looks familiar.
Yeah, you probably know Blake.
Oh, okay.
AD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're in the studio
right now. And let me ask you this last question. How old are you?
26.
Ooh.
Down, ladies.
What's
down?
Ooh.
You're right. Ooh. Just down.
Put me down.
Down, AC.
Down.
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 Oh, you said that the wrong way, girl.
No, I just said, hey, look.
Thank you.
I know that was my Miss. I know that was my Miss Parker.
Yeah.
Miss Parker.
Yeah.
Y'all too much. You know what? We are towards
hold
the end
of the
show.
I'm about to get my Coke bottle right now.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't say that.
Anyway, we're towards the end of our show right now, folks, and this is the time where we like to go around and let people say their shout outs and last thoughts. Everybody just cheered on me. Okay, we got Blessed Child. This is shout out. Last thoughts.
Man, I shout out to everybody, man. Enjoy this show. Shout out to my Miss Parker.
All right.
Gwen, are you with us still?
Still here. All right.
Shout
out to everybody in Kansas and Louisiana.
That's right.
Glad that I happened to bring a nice topic to everybody's idea. Shout out to Bless and to everybody else that's listening. I guess the thing is, keep it real. If you enjoy it, try it, but make sure your partner wants to try it. You know, life is short. You got to love, live, and be happy. Sometimes you may like it, sometimes you don't, but tell your partner. And make sure it's sweet and clean whenever they go there.
Amen.
My last question, I want to give a shout out to everybody that called in today. John from Ohio, Renee, Swag from Milwaukee, who called in to show love, the chat room, FJ Boss, Jason 318. Jason, shout out to all the listeners. Hope to catch the show again. Thanks. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Jay. Good looking. And folks, you know, if you have a topic and you want to talk about it on Full Fantasy Radio, shoot me an email and I got you. The panel will go in and we will go in with you and we'll just have a good old time. So thanks to Lady C's topic for tonight. You get us an email, fullfantasyradio@gmail.com, with any music that you want to bring. You know, we always looking for new music to play. So fullfantasyradio@gmail.com, fullfantasyradio.com is the website. And you can hit us up on Facebook, La Crush Heart. La Heart, sorry. Facebook.com, La Heart, or Facebook.com, Hearts Radio.
Or Black Reporter, BLK Reporter, at Facebook.com.
I was getting it.
You're not the only one.
He don't never let me finish, do he, Lady C? You know, woo.
But the thing is, you're not the only one.
With a Jerry Curl.
With a Jerry Curl. With a Jerry Curl.
Y'all need to quit.
Don't we die?
You tried that. Does it work? No. How long have you been telling us that?
You're right.
No comment.
We got some last minute callers right now from the 414. I'm gonna see who they are because you know we just gotta show love. 414-419. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? What is the crush? It's your boy AB Eastside Milwaukee. You know what it is.
What's up, AB? How you doing?
Man, I've been good. Hard at work in the studio, fucking with your homegirl, PG Brucey down there, Bruce Guy.
All right, as always.
You know
so
what it is.
Something, right? Y'all sending me some new stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure, all day. LaCrosse, you know, I'm fucking with you, girlfriend.
Okay.
All day. As soon as I get done with this, I did a couple of mixtapes, but I'm working on the album now. So as soon as I get done with the album, I'm going to shoot that right to you, real talk. You know that.
That's what's up. And then we got another 404. This is Swag. Swag is with us still?
Yeah, what up?
What's going on? Okay, so y'all hard at work in the studio right now. Y'all showing phone fans for your love at the very last minute. But we do appreciate y'all calling in. We do appreciate y'all calling in during the conversation. Right now, do y'all want to have any shout outs and stuff like that? Maybe y'all can come on the show. This Thursday, we'll be back on air at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, your time. So any shout outs y'all want to give out right now, real quick?
Hey, just real quick, I want y'all to go to thatpiff.com to Dev Dewis Park, the mixtape. Holler at your boy DJ Young, ENT, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and download that. Tell me what you think, you know what I'm saying? That's about it. Shout out to everybody that worked with me on the mixtape. You know, my nephew, Swagnificent, my nigga Swag, Young Keith coming soon. That's it. Shout out to LaCrosse Hearts. Real talk. You know what it is. You know I'm fucking with your girlfriend.
Little bro said his name, Young Music.
Young Music. Morning Music, ENT. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's all I want to shout out to the whole fan.
Real talk, nephew.
Well, we're going to get a... What happened?
So what's been good with you, the crush? What's been good with you, girlfriend? What's up with you? What's the topic of the night? Holla at me.
Well, you know what? We're closing out the show right now. We got like 2 minutes remaining on the clock, and my co-host got to close out the show. But the topic tonight was just real sex. Ask a real sexy question and get a real sexy answer. We was talking about teabagging. We was talking about blowjobs. We was talking about eating pussy. We was talking about first time. Weirdest places, favorite positions.
Check the time, brother.
Yeah, we talked about everything on the show tonight. We definitely.
Hey, one last question from Young Music to the host. He said, "What y'all know about the Spinal Tap?"
The Spinal Tap, what's that? He got to fill us in on that one. You know, we old. He's going to have to call back Tell him he's going to have to call back on a Thursday and let us know. But right now, my co-host is about to close out the show. So thank y'all for calling.
Okay.
Thank y'all for showing love.
Yeah, for sure. You know
thank
we're talking with you.
Okay.
For sure.
Black Reporter, you got 50
okay.
seconds.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, and I want to thank everybody for swinging on by and listening with us. And what kind of was that seems to be that this is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow is here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go run and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. Make that on Thursday. So remember, you are in, and the question I are howdy.
Peace out, everyone. Have a great
Bye.
Wednesday.
Bye.
Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Watch out for the bottles.
Central. Watch out for the Coke bottle. Right. That's how we end my show. Watch out for
the Coke bottle.
Drink for the pineapple juice.
Right. Look, y'all are too much.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.